This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
For almost 2,000 years, Christians called Mosul, Iraq, home. Today, not one is left. Persecuted and killed or forced to flee, Christians and others have become the victims of religious cleansing in Iraq and Syria. Hundreds of thousands have been made homeless. They are desperate for food, shelter, and medical care. The lack of international response has been shocking. If we don't help, who will? Visit ChristiansAtRisk.org and help make a difference.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
God isn't going to do anything for you that He hasn't already done. There's no point in asking God to do things that He's already done. What you should be doing is thanking Him for it. Now, I know that might be a new revelation for some of you, but when Jesus said it was finished, it was finished 2,000 years ago. That means that He knew you from the end to the beginning. He's already provided for you everything that you have need of in your life. You don't have to ask Him for things that He's already given you for. Come on, somebody. You just got to be grateful for what He's given to you so you can see it manifest from the heavenly realm into the natural realm, because He's already given it to you. That's not what we're talking about tonight. Amen. This is really about God's nature manifesting more in our lives, because there's so much available to us in the kingdom as children of God. We haven't even begun to tap into what's really ours. We live our life in defeat. We live our life in misery. Sometimes we live our life in depression, as Pastor Doug said on Sunday, with disappointment. And the truth is that there's an answer for everything. God's already provided an answer for everything that goes wrong in our life. We've just got to learn how to see that manifest in our life and tap into that thing. Well, I can tell you how you tap into it. It comes by living the audacious life. Amen. It's not coming to somebody that's just saved. Is everybody okay? I think I'm shocking some of you. Listen, you can't put on enough and you can't take off enough, do enough, hear enough, attend church enough, pray enough, tithe enough, get saved, any more saved than you're already saved. You're saved. Ain't nothing changing that. Amen. There used to be a time in the church when everybody would try to get favor from God by what they would do. You had to dress a certain way. You had, and Pentecostal people were bad about this. You had to act a certain way. Women weren't allowed to wear makeup, had to put a little bun in their head. And I mean, you had to do everything just right. You couldn't hang out with people to smoke and cuss and chew. You couldn't go to the movies. You couldn't do anything, because if you did, then God wasn't going to bless you. Come on, and people were trying to look like something, trying to look like a Christian that they read about in the Bible. And when you messed up, you think God get disappointed with you, so you wouldn't go to church. And you hide out from God. God's mad at me. I messed up this week. And you knew God was just up in heaven, just shaking his head, looking down on you, going, "Oh my God. I mean, oh myself. Look at you. Just look at you. I can't believe you did that this week." You knew what you did before you were even going to do it. You were being tempted, and I watched you giving that temptation, and you went down there and did it anyway, right in front of me while I was looking down from heaven at you. Shame, 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 shame. How many know God ain't up in heaven doing that? Come on, amen? How many of you recognize that's not in the Bible? That's not in your Bible, amen? Can I just tell you how you spell religion? D-O. Do. That's how you spell religion. Cross all of your T's, dot all of your I's, make sure you got your church dress clothes on, you act right, talk right, be right, don't make no mistakes. Make sure you pray for exactly 30 minutes every day. Read your Bible till your eyeballs about pop out of your head because you're too tired from reading it. I mean, you just do it all right. Let me tell you, according to that standard, we're all going to hell. Because every one of us in here ain't been able to keep that standard. I don't know about you, but anytime I can't sleep, I just start reading the Bible. I go right to sleep. I ain't lying. Just start. If you really want to go to sleep fast, just go somewhere in the middle of Numbers or Deuteronomy. Get to the begots. You'd be out like that. I mean, if God wants to set us free from the do. He wants to set us free from religion. How many know relationship with Jesus is spelled D-O-N-E? Come on. D-O-N-E, done. Somebody shout done. It's not what I'm going to do, it's what he's done. It's not what I can do, it's what he has done. It's not what I'm going to give him, it's what he gave me. Come on, amen. It's all about what he's done, what he's provided, how he's made a way, amen. Because see, for a long time, people called us to consecrate. When people called us to consecration, we thought that meant we had to look consecrated. And we got crazy in the world. You know, we had people 600-700 years ago taking a vow of silence, shaving their head bald, walking out into the woods and living off the land for 9 years to consecrate themselves. That's just ridiculous. We got people do stuff like that today. Go up and say, "Hello, how you doing?" They just look at you and don't say nothing. Well, why ain't they talking? Well, they consecrated themselves. They don't speak no more. Well, you big dummy, God gave you a voice and a mouth. You're supposed to speak. Who told you not to say nothing? Matter of fact, faith's got a voice. Well, we're trying to consecrate ourselves. No, you ain't. You're punishing yourself. Come on, amen. See, and we got that thing where we thought we had to become nuns and we had to join a certain kind of a sect of Christianity, and that somehow that all this stuff got taken away from us and we weren't allowed to have no fun no more. Can I just tell you, being a child of God is fun. Being a child of God is thrilling. Living the assignment on your life is exciting. It's adventurous. Hollywood can't make a movie that good. It's awesome when you do that. Amen. Giving your life completely to Christ is not a life of misery. It's not a life of loss. It is actually a life of freedom, a life of release, a life of liberty. And it actually moves you into the place of becoming everything that you were designed to be for every function of your life that God put in you to function. Come on, amen. Is everybody all right? How many know when we bow our knees to Jesus, how many recognize that all of our sins are transferred to Him? When you get on your knees and you say, God, here's my life, take it. All of your sins are given to Him. Not part of them. All of them. Come on, past, present, and future. They are all transferred to Jesus. They're all transferred to Him. They're all put on His account. And guess what? He paid all of it. He paid for it all. You ain't got enough to pay for it. Donald Trump ain't got enough to pay for it. Come on, the economy in the United States of America ain't got enough to pay for all of it. Jesus paid it all. Somebody shout, He paid it all. Some of us in here, we're still trying to pay for some stuff we did 20 years ago. Still carrying around some baggage. Some of you still trying to pay for some stuff you did last week. Hiding out from Jesus as if He didn't see you. When you did what you did, He saw what you did when you did it. He was right there. Matter of fact, if you're a Christian, He was living right on the inside of you when you did what you did. Come on, help me somebody. Amen. And He saw it. So what are the reaction to that is we want to live under guilt. We want to live under condemnation. We want to live under shame. And listen, I've come here to tell you tonight, you don't have to live under guilt, condemnation, and shame. As a matter of fact, I've come to take guilt, condemnation, and shame off your life. Because that's not the plan of God for your life. Amen. Whatever you did, if you did it yesterday, if you did it this morning, if you did it last week, if you did it last year, if you did it 20 years ago, the Bible says that if you bend your knee to Jesus, it don't matter what you did or who you did it with or how you did it, He took all of your sin, every bit of your sin, all of your guilt, all of your shame, every time you've been condemned, every time you've been overwhelmed, every time you felt like a failure, every time you felt like you couldn't get back up. He took it all. Somebody shout, He took it all. He didn't just take it, He paid it. He paid it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, "For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him." You know what that means? That means your sins were transferred to His account. Everything you ever did wrong, past, present, and future, was transferred to Him that you could become the righteousness of God in Him. How many of you know when you realize that He took the transfer, you don't have to spend your whole life pointing your finger at everybody else, blaming them for what happened in your life? I know people today that are grown men and women that everything that's happened to them is somebody else's fault. Come on, help me, amen. Come on, when you find your place with Jesus, when you bend your knee to Jesus, you ain't got to point your finger to nobody because He takes it all away. It ain't nobody's fault. He took it all away, amen. Just take all that stuff and put it on Jesus. Take everything in your life and put it on Jesus. It was my sin. It was my mistake. It was my failure, but I put it all on Jesus because Jesus bears it all. He bears it all. And all of my sin was transferred to Him so that everything I did wrong, guess what? He takes responsibility for it. Amen. You don't have to take responsibility for what you did wrong. Come on, amen. He takes responsibility for it, amen. That don't mean there ain't a consequence for when sin happens in your life, because I mean, you know, there's victims to things that are evil. Right. You can victimize yourself by doing wrong. Amen. But Jesus took it off of you. You don't have to carry the sin, amen. I'm telling you what, when you really begin to preach the cross and you really begin to preach the power of the cross, religious people get upset. Oh, you're just trying to make an excuse and tell everybody it's okay to be a sinner. No, that's not what I'm doing. You're just trying to make everybody believe that God's going easy on sin. No, God don't go easy on sin. Sin is a killer. Sin will kill you. You better hear me tonight. Sin will kill you. Sin will land you in jail. Sin will land you, will get you all kinds of diseases. Sin will ruin marriages. Sin will ruin children. Sin will rob your bank account. Sin will take your car. Come on, somebody. Sin is a wicked taskmaster. Romans 3:23 says this, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, somebody say the gift. The gift of God is eternal life. You say, what does that mean? That means I have to learn to say, you know what? I can't save myself. I can't make myself clean enough. I can't make myself good enough. So I've got to transfer it. I have to take all that junk and I have to put it all on Jesus. He takes all of it because everything I did wrong, he takes responsibility for it. And guess what? Everything he did right, I get to keep in my life. I receive it back on my life. Everything he did right. That way when God looks down out of heaven and he looks at Jason, what he sees is he don't see Jason and all of Jason's mess. He sees Jesus. Because Jesus put it on his account. Come on, amen. He never sinned. Jesus never sinned, huh? He didn't fail. He accomplished his mission from what he was sent to do. He became my sacrifice. He became my lamb. He became my everything that I needed in order to live the life that God created for me. And he says, Jason, I'll take your junk. I'll take your problems and I'll give you my righteousness. That way you ain't got to try to live and bear up under all that stuff that's on your life. You ain't got to live with all that stuff that's been put on you and all the stuff you put on you. You get to live the life of destiny that I've created in you. And I will take your brokenness and I will give you my wholeness. That's really what he does. Somebody shout wholeness. You ought to be happy about that tonight. Because ladies and gentlemen, that's an incredible blessing. That's incredible blessing. And it's for all of God's children. Colossians 2:14 says, he removed the certificate of death that was written against us and he nailed it to the cross. You say, well, I know Jesus has paid it all. He stamped it paid in full. He's paid my invoice. No. That's not what the Bible says. He didn't just pay your invoice. Because, I mean, if he stamps paid in full across your invoice, then he puts the invoice back in a file drawer, he can still go pull that up. And even though it says paid in full, he can still see a record of everything you did wrong. I mean, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says he destroyed it. He took your record of wrong and he went up into heaven and he put it in a solid gold paper shredder and shred that puppy up and destroyed it. There ain't no record of it anymore. It's gone. It's gone. When Jesus opens up the file drawer and pulls out the folder with your name on it, he opens it up and it just says Jesus on it. There's no record of no wrong. There's no record of your sin. There's no record of your guilt. No record of what you did or what was done to you. It just says Jesus. Amen. There's no record, no file on anybody that is in him because he ran it through the heavenly paper. I love it. I just like to hear the paper shredder going off in my hand. People come to the altar sometimes and ask Jesus, Lord, just fill my heart. I give you my life. I see a shredder going, just destroying all their past. Isn't that beautiful? So don't be trying to talk to me about all the stuff that you used to know me by. Come on, amen. Because that's not who I am. That might be who I used to be. That might be what I used to do. But that's not who I am today. That record's been removed. It's been taken off of me. That's not the Jason that I am today. I'm a new Jason. I'm a new creature. I got Jesus. Amen. The FBI can't find it. The NSA can't find it. Nobody can find it. Jesus can't find it. God can't find it. God don't even remember any of it. If God don't remember of it, why should I remember any of it? And why should you? Don't know me by that. Know me by him. You know why? Because what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Somebody shout, I've been saved. I've been saved. And you know, watch this. All of that that we talked about cost you nothing. Cost you nothing. People say all the time, I don't know if I can follow the Lord. It's going to cost me too much. I don't know if I can follow Jesus. Really? So far, everything I told you about ain't cost you nothing. He paid it all. Come on, amen. Come on, how many know the gospel costs nothing? You can't buy it. You can't earn it. But don't miss this. It demands everything. Don't cost nothing, but it will demand everything. It's going to demand something out of my life. Is that all right? See, Where most people get stuck is they got enough gospel to get informed, but not enough to be transformed. We like revelation, but we don't like to apply revelation. We like to have a testimony, but we don't like to test. We like to enter into the promised land, but we don't want to go through a wilderness to get there. But how many know there's not no promised land without a wilderness? There's no testimony without a test. Come on, huh? So God doesn't want you to know just what he has done for you. He wants you to be able to live out and experience the realities of what he died for, so that they manifest in your life. Is everybody all right? Watch this. If we're not careful, we'll be happy buying into some vision or some program or some life without ever selling out. We get settled into a place in Christianity and never learn to live the audacious life. I'll take that Jesus favor and I'll put it in my wagon, but I want to steer the wagon. Jesus, I'm not giving you the control of the wagon. Just sit right there, Jesus. Just hang out with me. Are you a Christian? Yeah, I got Jesus right here in my wagon. Me and Jesus, it's Jesus time. I mean, no, Jesus don't want to ride around in your wagon with a pacifier in his mouth. That ain't the Jesus that went to the cross for you. You ain't going to get into the promised land that way. I mean, no, God wants to take you into the promised land. There's a life that's filled with potential. There's a life that's filled with promise and destiny. A place where he reveals himself to us, and then we begin to live that audacious life. I believe God wants to take you into the promised land, just like he took the children of Israel, which is a metaphor, a picture of the church coming into the promise. And the promised land, people get this messed up. The promised land is not heaven. Everybody want to go to heaven. Go to heaven with no pain, no tears. The promised land is full of pain and tears and giants and resistance. You got to go in there and conquer some things. You got to go in there and learn how to live by faith. The promised land will resist you, but you are more than able to go get it because you got God on your side. Come on, amen. And that's what he does. He wants to take us into things in our life that we've never experienced, but we're not going to get there unless we learn how to live the audacious life. You're not going to stroll into the promised land. There's going to be resistance there, and you got to learn how to walk by faith. Come on, amen. Verse 5, God comes to him. He says, keep your eyes on the Ark of the Covenant, the presence of God, because you've never traveled this way before. See, we're going to some places we've never traveled that way before. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus through the process. Amen? If you're going to experience things in your life that you've never experienced before, then you got to walk by faith. It takes faith. I'm ready to experience it. I'm ready to experience church services where everybody gets healed. Everybody comes in and everybody gets healed. I want to see it. I believe that God wants to manifest that in our presence. And I believe that if we will together corporately learn how to live this faith walk and live audaciously, that this place will be a place of miracles. I've been a part of churches and been a part of ministries where everybody got healed. I've seen it manifest. I've seen all kinds of crazy things happen. Supernatural miracles. I know it's possible, but it takes people coming together in unity, in faith, living the audacious life for those things to be able to manifest.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio Broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tina Cook, and I would like to invite you to our awesome True Life Inner Healing Group every other Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. If you are in need of a touch, a word, or a healing from Jesus Christ, this is the place to be. Every group, we have a God encounter. I love the presence of God, but even more, I love watching Him instantly transform your life. It's a fact that your life will never be the same. For the next group date, check out our website at mytruthchurch.com. And you can also check out my testimony at tinacook.org. So come, join me every other Saturday at 9 a.m. and come expecting.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.